News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right in Sweet Home Alabama. Yes, indeed. Hey, by the way, the phone lines are open. I'm going to do this. We got a few minutes here before the next break we have to take. This is at our schedule. We have to at the bottom and top of each hour. And then we'll have the next half hour, too. So if you want to call in, 866-494-9866. I'm curious, what things do you believe that you'll now be able to say on Twitter that you couldn't say before because you might have gotten banned? I mean, it seems like there's been a switch flipped, right? Somebody has lifted the filters, shredded the evidence, cleaned out the drawers, burned things in the barrel, and yes, everything appears to be different on Twitter. What things do you think can be said that haven't been able to be said up to now? I mean, we had people, I got banned. I got locked out of my account. And I think mine was a something like there's only two genders. What? Okay. Babylon Bee. How dare they say that the guy that calls himself Rachel Levine is not a biological man? Well, I'm sorry. He is. I got a caller already on line one. Let me just grab it real quick. Clarence from Gurley. Hey, Clarence, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. You?
I'm good. What you got?
Man, Jake. Twitter ain't going to change. Elon Musk owns it. But, now that we got the Ministry of Truth, you're going to go to jail this time for what you say. You ain't going to get banned no more.
So you think the Ministry of Truth is going to collude with people in the deep state of Twitter, huh?
I don't think they really have to collude with the deep state. I think it'll be put out there for the public, and they'll just have a whole branch that'll just be nothing but little tweet bots. We'll call them twat bots, and they'll just sit there and go through everybody's Twitter accounts, and they'll start arresting people left and right.
Oh, my gosh. Clarence, that's just, wow.
it sounds crazy, but everything that we're talking about now sounded crazy 4 years ago, didn't it?
Oh, it did. You're exactly right, man. You're exactly right. And what? I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't put anything past him at this point. I don't
put anything past him either, but I'll tell you what will happen. When you start going around to people's houses and you try to start punishing them for their freedom of speech, you might just be tickling the bear a little too hard at that point.
I think you're probably right, man. Bear might bite. All right. Hey, Clarence, right. Thanks for the call, man. You have a great weekend. Appreciate you being in the audience. All right, folks. Yeah, you want to call in? 866-494-9866. We got a couple of minutes left for the next break, but let me just say this. So GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, he came out hard on this, and he should. Daily Wire quotes Kevin McCarthy as saying, "Leave it to Democrats to think that free speech is the problem and more government is the solution." He says the notion the same party that spent 4 years promoting the Russia collusion hoax suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story and equated parents to domestic terrorists believes it has a credibility to tell Americans what is true is laughable. He says it's telling that the person who would run Biden's Orwellian disinformation governance board is a political activist with a long history of falling for and spreading disinformation herself. Yes. Yes, he's right. Similar comments from a whole bunch of others. Fox has a story by Andrew Miller that literally just quotes all the different things that different elected officials said. I won't bother reading all of them. For instance, I'll just a couple of them here. Texas Republican Congressman Troy Nails said they didn't need a disinformation governance board until Elon Musk threatened their control of the narrative. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley referred to the board as a disgrace and wrote to Mayorkas demanding answers as to how the board's going to operate. And then a Florida Republican congressional candidate, Dr. Willie Montague, he tweeted out himself adding that, "Is there anything more dystopian than a disinformation governance board run by the federal government?" No, there's really not. Well, listen, the last story I'll give you on this section, and we can do the call-ins after the next break. Freebeacon.com has a story about three Senate Democrats who, despite the fact that they're calling for this Office of Disinformation on the Dem side, have been linked to a guy named Reid Hoffman. Reid Hoffman is one of the founders of LinkedIn. He spent $100,000 on a group called American Engagement Technologies that went through a fake social media campaign in Alabama to defeat the Roy Moore special election in 2017. It has literally been shown that this guy who is now funding Democrat senators for office, including Raphael Warnock over in Georgia, is one of the authors of How to Create Disinformation Campaigns. Story on freebeacon.com. You ought to check it out. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Time for a break. We'll go to the last news break. We'll come back and finish up the last half hour of the week. You stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, rocking to some Boston. That's it right there. Solid conservative and just plain right, liking our classic rock. All right, so, hey, listen, I got to tell you, man, it's 4:35 p.m. right now on a Friday afternoon, beautiful day, and some of y'all are in go-home mode, and I know that you've already got the keys in your hand. A few of you have already cranked up the car. I guarantee you the parking lots are getting emptied. But let me just say, you may be thinking, Saturday morning, you know, it'd be kind of cool to wake up and do something different for breakfast. Yeah. Okay, so let me describe to you some of the things on the menu at Just Love Coffee Cafe. They got two locations, one out on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. How about this? Let's start with the womlet. Eggs, sausage, cheddar cheese, onions, peppers, tomatoes, tater tots, all combined into a giant omelet cooked in a waffle iron sprinkled with black pepper. All right. They got an amazing bacon tater. What's a bacon tater? It's a hash brown waffle. A hash brown waffle? Yes, a hash brown waffle with cheddar cheese, bacon, sprinkled with black pepper, served with a side of sour cream and ketchup. They've also got all kinds of other omelets and things, and then you've got their waffles. How about the Flying Pig waffle? A traditional waffle stuffed with bacon, sausage, egg, served with a choice of sausage gravy or maple syrup, whichever you prefer. They got the Berry 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 waffle. You can imagine it has berries on it. Not so plain Jane waffle that has whipped cream and strawberries and bananas. They got the Breakfast Slider, which is a waffle with bacon or sausage. You get the picture. Breakfast at Just Love Coffee Cafe is an experience more than it is a meal. Great locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville, Just Love Coffee Cafe, amazing coffee, amazing foods. You might want to have your Saturday morning breakfast at Just Love Coffee Cafe. All right, I am curious. 866-494-9866 is the Curious Phil phone line. So what are you thinking right now? If you were to get on Twitter and just say what's on your mind, absent profanity, what do you think that Twitter is now going to allow in the Elon Musk era that it would have locked you out for before? I'm going to ask Copper first. So, Copper, what do you think? What things are on this list of 100 that I've got here? What imaginings do you have?
Well, what I hope is that they will add a category under topics for religion. Right now they have categories that you can follow for pretty much everything coming to the human experience, from arts to travel, business, to fashion. You can follow specific people, locations, like here randomly popped up, Virgin River. You can follow individual shows or whatever, but there's not a single religion that pops up in this list. It's not a large topic, and you can't follow sub-religions. So I'm hoping that they will add that so that people can actually curate their feed to be able to follow that. Right now, it's just assumed that religion is completely irrelevant to everyone.
Did you say curate their feed?
Yes.
Is that a term? That's a real thing? Curate their feed. I have never heard that before. That sounds rather lofty. All right, so but let me ask you this then. What things do you think would have been a cause for locking you out, according to the Twitter police before, that now you can say?
Well, I mean, even just using tags for religions, like, those posts would rarely be seen by anybody, even if, like, a previous post got 20 likes, then, you know, 10 minutes later I could post one with a religion tag and it would get zero attention. So, I mean.
I've seen that happen. All right, so you might like this one, though, Copper. Number 11 on the list of 100 I'm looking at that somebody speculates on is that you could now probably freely say that preborn children are actually living humans.
Oh, yeah.
All right, some other things that may – call in if you want to, 866-494-9866. Other things that may or may not be on the list, but let's see. Here's one. Number one on the list, I think this is probably accurate, that you can now probably get away with saying that boys and girls are different. Yes. Or just say it this way, there are only two genders. That's so novel and so racy. I don't know. Can we say that? This is like the tweet that I did the other day that I put it out there and I said, let's see if I'm still here in an hour. And I said about a half dozen of these things. Here's one. Number two on the list, Ivermectin works. That would have been a complete, that would have had you banned from Twitter. You would have been locked out. How about this one? Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's sketchy foreign businesses. Yes, I believe that is probably something that would have you locked out most recently. Would you have a caller or no caller? What did that just happen? We lose one as they called
no,
in?
No callers, yes, sir. Somebody with a bad connection and who didn't want to go on air.
Ah, okay, no worries. Call back in if you get a chance, 866-494-9866. A couple other things that are on this list that would have probably had you locked out before. Black Lives Matter is a grift. Yes, that's probably true. How about this one? Clean energy isn't clean. There you go. How about this one? Gas prices are Joe Biden's fault. Yes. Yes. I believe that's true. How about this one? COVID vaccines were actually a success of the Trump administration. Oh, you know what? Operation Warp Speed. That's been banned. How about this one? Where'd it go? I just lost it. I just had a thing here. I'm going to find it. The 1619 Project is historically inaccurate. Yes, I agree with that. How about this one, Copper? You'll like this. Roe v. Wade is bad case law. Yes, we agree with that. Phones are ringing, so I'm going to grab that one in just 1 second. How about this one? The world is not ending from climate change in the next decade. All right. All right, Copper, you highlight that line when it's ready. But see, there's all these things, folks, that would have somebody locked out for no good reason except the Twitter police saw fit to do so. Line 5, Jason from Hartsel. Hey, Jason, how you doing today?
Good. How about you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind? What do you think Twitter would have done?
Well, this is kind of – I called in for a different reason. It's off topic. I'm wondering when they're going to unban our man, President Trump.
Oh, that's part of Twitter. You're right. So, you know what? That's a big ban. So, right now, the president of the United States doesn't even have his account back yet. I don't know, man. I think he said the other day he's not sure he's coming back to Twitter no matter what. You know, he has his own thing now, Truth Social.
Oh, I didn't know that. Truth Social. All right, check that out.
Trump formed his own. It just came out last week. Right now, it's the number one download on the Apple Store. It's called Truth Social, and it's supposed to be a Twitter replacement. And so, anyway, we'll see how it goes. I think it's already making waves. But hey, Jason, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Line 1, Graham from Meridianville. Hey, Graham, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I think I would have been banned from Twitter if I would have said that it's never been proven that carbon emissions cause climate change.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham. Thank you for speaking truth to power. You're right. If you had said that, you'd have been locked out in a heartbeat. We'll see if new Twitter lets you say that kind of thing. I don't know. We'll have one. All right, Graham, thanks for the call, man. Have a great weekend. You got another one, Copper?
Yeah, saying that disagreeing with a different sexual lifestyle does not mean you're a bigot or a hateful person.
Yeah, how about that? You're allowed to have your own opinion. Wonder of wonders. I don't know. Maybe my faith even helps guide me in that direction, but you're not allowed to say it, right? All right, folks, you want to call in and say something about this, you are welcome to it, 866-494-9866. While we do that, let me just tell you this. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. I was talking to James Vandergriff, the owner of Vandy's, the other day, by email, actually. And he told me that 80% of his business right now is coming from people who hear about him on Right Side Radio. So thank you for that. Thank you for supporting our team members, our sponsors. Yeah, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are what I call your one-stop shop for all of your HVAC needs. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's gas or electric systems. They're there for you. They can do the maintenance. They can do the repairs. They can do the installations, all of it. And they, by the way, pride themselves on not trying to upsell you and all that kind of stuff. They're going to give you a free estimate. And here's a kicker. They're open 6 days a week. So if something happens on a Friday night like today, they can be out there tomorrow. That's big doings. A small business, a veteran-owned business. James is actually a veteran of Afghanistan himself. And they service all of the Huntsville, Madison surrounding areas. He wanted me to tell you one more thing, too. They've got a special they've been running. It ends on the 1st, which is, what, Sunday, Monday. They've been charged, they're going to charge $69 per unit to come out and service your units and get them ready for the hot months. That's a good deal. But they'll even add to it this. If something happens to that unit for the next year after they've serviced it, 10% off of any repair cost for them to come back out and fix it for you. That's Vandy's with a V, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I got time for another call. Let's see, line two, Barry from Athens. Hey, Barry, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm just hoping they will not kick me off for saying what I said on Facebook that got me kicked off, which was the people of the Soviet Union should rise up against Vladimir Putin, who's stolen over $1 billion from them, and kill him. I got kicked off for 30 days for saying that. Obviously, they like Vladimir Putin better than I do. So anyway,
well, that's isn't that crazy? Because I think Senator Lindsey Graham said that, didn't he? I mean, it wasn't even
he
just
did.
You.
He,
we have a U.S. senator
said
that sent
right
out to do
I
that.
I got kicked off of Facebook for it.
Maybe he read your Facebook first before it got banned. Who knows?
Who knows? But it was instant. So anyway.
Well, maybe we could say that
so many times. I don't even worry about it anymore. You take care and have a good weekend, sir.
All right, Barry. You sound like a right side ruffian. Appreciate you. Thanks, man, for being in the audience. All right, folks, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back and wrap up the show for the day. But if you want to call in, I'll take one or two more. 866-494-9866. What kind of things do you expect that you could say on Twitter now that you couldn't say before? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Time now, 4:52 p.m. Yeah, it is that time. It is the go-home time on a Friday afternoon. You can't beat that. On a beautiful night like this, the top may come off the Jeep. I'm not sure. We'll have to wait and see. Copper, do you get a – oh, what – hey, Copper, what's on the board? You got a caller that called in and said what?
Yes, John from Huntsville called in and said that another thing you might be able to say on Twitter now is that real men can't get pregnant.
Real men cannot get pregnant.
Groundbreaking.
Yeah. Why is that? Why is that? Why is that controversial? Oh, and I'm not even, you know, what was it she said when our new justice of the Supreme Court? I'm not a biologist.
Oh, boy.
Oh yeah. You know what? I'm not a biologist either. And I didn't say the Holiday Inn Express, but I can tell you right now, real men can't get pregnant.
Somehow women these days aren't qualified to answer the question, what is a woman?
Yeah, well, you know what? The fact is she was qualified, but she did not want to upset people, which is not what a justice, I mean, the role of a judge is to make somebody unhappy. There's no way around it. If there is, unless you're dealing with some equitable matter that only has one party in the case, you're dealing with case against case, you know, client against client. You're dealing with different opinions. Someone's going to have to get upset. There's no way around it. So anyway, she bailed. That was all that was. Hey, you want to call in, folks? I got a little bit of time. 866-494-9866. I'm curious, what things do you think you could now say on Twitter that you couldn't say before? I've got a list of 100 right here that I pulled off of, was it the Federalist? Yes, off the Federalist. You got to take a look at it. Dated today, go to the Federalist website, federalist.com. A guy named Kylie, or maybe it's a girl, female, Kylie Zimple. I'm not sure which, male or female. Kylie Zimple wrote a piece called 100 Facts That Elon Musk Owned Twitter Should Now Allow People to Say Without Getting Banned. A list of 100. So I got a call on line four. Let me grab that real quick. Mark from Owens Crossroads. Mark, how you doing today?
How's it going, Phil?
Good, 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 man. How are you?
Well, hey, how about this one? I want to see some scientific proof that getting COVID and having the natural antibodies isn't equally as good as getting the shot.
Ooh.
Just saying that would get you banned in the past. And, you know, haven't seen it. And nature does a good job of giving us real antibodies. It's kind of why I want real beef and not synthetic beef. So
you don't want some of that Petri dish beef. That's right. Oh, you know what, Mark? That's absolutely. There were doctors that were losing their licenses at some place. Yeah, Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate you being in the audience, as always, out there in Owens Crossroads. All right, man, anybody else got one? We got, what do you have, Copper? You got another one?
Do masks even work?
Oh, Copper. Now listen, there's science. You can't go down that road. There's science. Isn't there science? I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. I got another caller coming in, so we'll give them a chance to grab that phone and get it going. You want to call in? Let's see. What do we got here? About 3 minutes. 3 minutes left on the week. Surely to goodness, some of y'all out there have an opinion. 866-494-9866. What things do you think you could say on Twitter in the Elon Musk era that you couldn't say before? Like they might have gotten you locked out. We'll see. I got another one coming in right now. So let me grab line five. Copper, whenever you're ready, line five, William from Athens. Hey, William, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Elon Musk probably still wouldn't allow this, but he'll never say anything bad about Twitter or China due to the fact that he still needs them to buy resources to make his cars.
Well, that's probably true. But you think we can talk bad about China, but Elon himself won't say it, you think? Yeah, that's probably true, brother. And that is, you know, I don't know. We'll see, because I think he does buy a lot of his rare earth materials there for his car batteries and stuff like that. So Who knows what else comes from there. Yep, that is probably true. William from Athens, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend. All right, folks, listen, here's the deal. This is, you know, all kidding aside, it is one thing to have a company aggravate us to the point of distraction because they are censoring true stories. It is very interesting when you consider that they have grown so large that they are often considered to be what is now called the new public square. Elon Musk even calls them that. But where you have a real problem is when on your tax dollar, they build a new department to govern truth. That is something that they write novels about. That is exactly what I said in my monologue yesterday and what Congressman Brooks said during his interview with us a little while ago. That is something that they write about in novels. That's like something like in the movie V for Vendetta. That's like something you see in a dystopian Mad Max environment. When they govern what you're allowed to think, say, it's a new era. We can't let it happen. So I'm just gonna advise you. Let me end the show with this. You let your elected officials know as best you can, this cannot stand. And don't say, I don't like it. Tell them to put a stop to it. This is no fooling here. We need to put a stop to this. This Office of Disinformation, it needs to be the idea that came and went before it ever got started. And the fact that they've already picked a nut job for an executive director and put an undersecretary for policy as chairman of the board, that does not bode well. And our elected officials need to man up, and they need to put a stop to it right now. Literally, put a stop to it right now. All right, folks. Love y'all. What a great audience, you bunch of right-side ruffians. Thank you for being part of our life. Thank you for making the show so successful. Thank you for making it a great week. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Copper and I back here at 2 on Monday. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin. We'll see y'all then.